This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
Hey.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, 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 good.
Good.
I'm very excited about this anniversary album.
Oh, cool. Well, it's a goodie. Yeah, we're looking today at a very, very influential record, the debut album from NWA, Compton's Finest. Straight out of Compton, yeah. Released in 1988. It's turning 30.
Brill.
So just a bit of background about NWA. They formed in 1986, and they were initially made up of Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Arabian Prince, DJ Yella, and MC Ren joined the year this album was made as well. And the group, they were started by Eazy-E, actually, who co-founded the record label Ruthless Records with the band's manager, Jerry Heller. And he arranged this crew, and they first put out an EP in 1987 called NWA and the Posse, which kind of flew under the radar, but it got them off the ground. And as we all know, it was on this first album that they made a massive splash. Remembering at the time, the hip-hop scene in the US was still very much a New York thing. Hip-hop in LA was quite underground, definitely not as mainstream as it was in New York yet, but it was changing, and this album was going to help with that change. So, they recorded the album, and this album is one of the earliest examples of what is known as gangster rap, and an example of quite hardcore aggressive rap, which explores things such as the gangster lifestyle, crime, the police, drugs, violence, all those things.
Yes.
And yes. In the context of the group's members, this is just what they're experienced day to day growing up in Compton, which is one of the hot spots, I guess you could say, in LA for gang violence and activity and that kind of thing. And on this record, you had Ice Cube and MC Ren primarily writing the lyrics, and obviously Dr. Dre producing and making beats. And obviously it's the late 80s still, so the beats here are quite sparse, which was the norm at the time, combined with very aggressive, in-your-face kind of lyrics and flow, especially from Ice Cube. So we're going to begin with the opening track and the lead single. It's the title track of the album, Straight Outta Compton. Obviously one of their most well-known songs. It was voted by VH1 as the 6th best song in hip-hop history. And the beat for the song is the very famous Funky Drummer sample by James Brown, which is the most sampled song in hip-hop ever.
Is that right?
That is right.
Pam perfecto. All right, enjoy everybody. Text in 5395 if you got anything you'd like to say.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Automatic for any dumb motherfucker to start static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every you on the scope, yeah, it's through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton. 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 Is his name and the boy's coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while, and when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kind of funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy, but here's a flash. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a spark and jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jetting, but leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton. Compton.
Oh yeah, that was pretty dope, eh?
It was pretty dope, eh?
Pretty dope, huh? So I guess at the time when this album dropped, people weren't really using language like that in New Zealand, anyway.
No.
Gangster rap culture hadn't quite.
No, this was.
Been mainstream.
Very early on, it was just blossoming.
Yes.
And this is one of the first ever kind of gangster rap records, and definitely the first one that probably had a mainstream impact.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
It was also, interestingly, one of the first records to have a parental advisory sticker placed on it, which I'll talk about at the end. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's go to track number 4. It's called If It Ain't Rough. And this is pretty much a MC Ren solo track. He takes the lead vocals on here, and it features samples by Average White Band and Public Enemy. It's quite a funky track, this one.
Funky as.
Funky as.
Ren is the villain and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping, cover your head like an ostrich. Groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Cause so many y'all relating to this. Jealous is how they're feeling intentionally, but then start to love it because I made it eventually. Pumping the music, I keep the music like pumping, cause Ren ain't in it for nothing. I keep the average crowd jumping. Yo, you know the color, the villain's in black. Always down, I make noise and attack. So you better get back, unless you wanna come with it and make your face like a target and close your eyes when I hit it. You're screaming with fear, but it's with fear that you're screaming. You're waking up in a sweat, cause Ren is giving bad dreams. And I'm not scheming, I'm just telling the facts. That's how it is when a WA starts to jack. So brothers, they wanna scrap with me. The squeezing and sneezing won't last a lap with me. Especially begging to write some lyrics with me. I just snatch your girl to take a nap with me. Cause when it comes to Ren, there's no comparison. And if you try to be me, it's quite embarrassing. But I understand, cause you're mentally slow. Cause I can tell from the jump, you're too nervous to go. Because you lost the crowd, and they had to invite me. Because your sweat is a puddle, but they're the puddles of sweat. I'm a threat, so get a cold rag and wipe your neck, and clean the dirt off your face to cause acne. It's ridiculous thinking that you can jack me. This is the round where the punch will go, until your H-E-A-D that's known as a blow. I'm making a point, but it's a point that I'm making. Like, see, I'm hating the fake, and I keep the suckers like shaking. Scared to speak with a thought when they're chosen. The sound of my voice in their ear and they're frozen. This is a battle to the death, it's like the same old. Against a brother on a tip with a cane, go giving them pain, but it's with pain that I'm giving. But I'm comparing and tearing them, but I'm making a living with the hype of a 9-volt battery. And the odds for me to conquer, it's averagely good, meaning I'm a flow. I'm from the streets, so yo, I'm ready to go. If it ain't rough, it ain't me. You're in. Gangsta Black, and he's about to attack. If it ain't
disturb sign is in effect. While I'm thinking of a food to select to give the victim the verdict. So for the verdict, the victim slamming my vocals on a desk with the rest. Then I kick them, tell them they're guilty, and peep out the bailiff. And get a new track of drums so I can play with percussion, pumping it loud when I perform. Yo, you wanna play in my game? Put on a uniform. It ain't a rule in the book, you have to go by hate. Cause when it comes to cheating, yo, you should know I put fear in the heart. Cause it's the heart full of fear. Cause what you hear in your ear is something funky and clear. The Hulk was incredible, yo, but Rene was super, but now I'm ruthless. A civilian and not a trooper but a soldier with the top ranking, giving dumb material, the hell with the ganking. So play like an airplane and just jet, and keep your blood pressure low, cause I'm a threat. Cause if not, I'm afraid of the show that you're a sucker and you're too nervous to go.
Quite an abrupt ending.
Very abrupt ending, yeah.
Yeah, I like
that. Very funky track. And we might stay on this kind of soul funky vibe with the next track, which is track number 5. It's called Parental Discretion is Advised. And
I wonder why.
In this case, it definitely was, yeah. This album was one of the first records, as I was saying, to have one of those explicit stickers on the cover, which is now kind of commonplace. But at the time, it was kind of like, oh, we don't want our children listening to this.
I guess if you're familiar with NWA, you must know that a lot of parents were very concerned about their precious young suburban families being infiltrated by this gangster rap music.
Yeah, it was a certain genres got targeted, particularly heavy metal and gangster rap in particular.
Because they thought that it incited violence, when in actual fact it was recognizing the violence that was already there. Mm.
Even people like Prince got targeted.
Yeah.
For like sexual lyrics and like, ooh.
Blame the artist.
Sexual deviance.
Blame the artist for calling it out and being sex and drugs and fighting. It's all there.
It is all there. So this is a perfect track to kind of explore that particular theme. And another funky track features samples by the Isley Brothers and also pianist Dave Baby Cortez.
Cortez.
Very underrated track, this one, but a good one.
All right. Oh, we got a text in. Classic rap. I love this one so much. I bought this album for my little sister's 13th birthday. What a ledge.
What a ledge.
I wish I knew about this when I was 13.
Same.
I would have been a lot more tough.
Probably same. Yeah.
3. Kick it.
Hey, Dre, what's going on, man? What's going on? Hey, what y'all gonna do for this last record? I'm telling what y'all gonna do. Okay, you want me to do the intro? All right. Parental discretion is advised for the moment. While I'm getting candid, no understanding. Ain't you typical in any way? Though the pro on the mic is a D.O. till the C. This is an intro. I know the doc makes you wanna take a volume. So buy a bucket, cause I'm coming is my album. And for the record, meaning my record, check it. Listen to the single and you be like, yo, I gotta get it. But in the meantime, listen to the rhyme of the Dr. Dre. Play with N.W.A. Yellers on the drum roll, rocking the beat. Hey, yo, Dre, where you gonna take this shit, man?
Hey, y'all, let's take it to the street. Word let them understand perfection. Let knowledge be the tool for suckers to stop guessing. Cause I don't give a fuck about a radio play. Observe the English I display. Lyrics for the adults. Children have been bored and scarred from listening to something so motherfucking hard. Dope, pumping, that's all my shit will never falter. Yo, it's Dre, the fuck the mind of an altar. Psycho, like no other motherfucker. So step to me wrong. G.O. for what you're in over, be warned. Never will I leave like a regular, cause I'm a little better than a regular competitor. I used to see him on stage, earning money like a thief, but without a cage. Until I got full of clocking the lane, getting pulled.
They said you won't get paid.
Nah, that's bullshit. They like it stylistic, and I enchant the crowd like I'm a mystic. Cameras are flashing when I'm in action. A photo of fresh with a flair for fashion. Pure simplicity, see, it's elementary. You hear one of the hardest motherfuckers this century. Try to comprise a word to the wise, and it's guys.
parental discretion is advised.
Rent is most extremely high performance. The black hat, cause I worn this, cause it's like enormous. Some shit I don't take it, not even in a toilet. And shit from a sucker put in a pot and I boil it. Turn up the pilot as it burns. And maybe the motherfuckers will learn I'm not a sub, cause I speak sensible. Not considered a prince, cause I'm a principal. I'm engineering the shit that you're hearing. Cause when it comes to power, I'm power steering. Silly you say, I say it's silly when you say it. Rushing to the eject to put my shit in and play it. It's like Apollo, but I'm not an amateur. And I'm not giving a fuck while I'm damaging ya. It's for the record. Surin's lyrics is gonna spin it. And if it was a trophy involved, I'll win it. Possession is mine and I'm the holder. Cause a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck cause I'm older. So for you to step off would be wise and say fuck it. Parental discretion is advised.
I be what is known as a bandit. You gotta hand it to me when you truly understand it. Cause if you fail to see, read it in braille, it'll still be funky. So what's next is the flex of a genius. My rap is stutter stepping if you've seen this dope. You hope that I don't really mean this. But it played, made the greater high top faders. Now my trademark when I get loose in the dark. You guess it was a test of a different style. It's just another motherfucker on the pile. Driving your ass with the floor of your tongue. You hung yourself shortly after knowledge was brought to your attention. By the hardest motherfucking artist that is known for lynching any sucker in a minute. Stagger them all. When I start flowing like Niagara Falls, Ice Cube is equipped to rip shit in a battle. Move like a snake when I'm mad. And then my tail rattle. I get low on the flow, so let your kids know when I bust. Parental discretion is a must.
Little did they know that I would be arriving. And it's surprising, rocking it from where I've been. But it's an E, here to take, no mistakes will be made. In the trade where funky ass records are being played. Fuck the regular, yo, as I get better, the bitches wanna trick and go stupid up on the dick. So I get them hot, thinking they're gonna get it as they sit, rubbing their legs like a cricket. To you it may be funny, but there's no surface of beef without money. So slip the C note and you can choke on a wing ding ding-a-ling down your throat. Foreplay to me ain't shit. When you spread them, I'm ready. Then you can get the dick of the ease if you can deal with the size. But if you can't, parental discretion's advised.
Kia ora, everyone. Just so you know, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We'll be looking at, we are looking at NWA Straight Outta Compton from 1988. And yeah, it's been a good time.
It has been. And the album itself, it came out and it absolutely blew up. It reached the top 40 of the Billboard charts.
It blew everyone's minds up.
3 million copies, and it took the rap world by storm. But it caused a massive amount of controversy as well. The police were not impressed. They sent a letter to the group stating this, and they also got banned from several venues. The media obviously lapped this up as well on headlines like "The Most Dangerous Group in America," "Should Your Children Be Listening to This," blah blah blah. And in fact, this album, as I was saying, one of the first to feature the parental advisory sticker. The album certainly had a massive impact, particularly in kickstarting the rap scene in Los Angeles, which would go from strength to strength, as we know, in the 1990s, obviously with Snoop Dogg, Tupac. Dr. Dre himself had a very successful solo career, and so it was.
Yes.
Legacy-wise, definitely considered one of the best rap albums of all time, and helped to popularize gangster rap and brought in a lot of social and political issues within the black community to the fore as well.
Yeah.
And in 2017, it was also selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry as being culturally, historically, or artistically significant. So,
isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful? There you go.
Free speech.
As for NWA, they split up in 1991 after internal disputes and managerial issues. If you've seen the movie, you'll know all about this. Of course, the movie Straight Outta Compton came out a few years ago. Very good movie. And both Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, as I was saying, got onto very successful careers. Eazy-E sadly passed away in 1995. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. But yeah. The legend lives on.
The legend lives on. And might I say, without going too far into it, what an interesting timing you timed this.
Oh, I know.
Album, anniversary album, because you planned these a week ahead.
Yeah, I planned this quite a while ago.
Yeah, you don't actually think about like what's going on.
It would be
on.
Interesting if NWA was around today, whether they would be allowed to come here.
Yeah.
Given that Tyler the Creator has been banned from coming here.
Yeah, quite a lot of black or people of color artists have been banned for speaking their minds, which has been quite heartbreaking in some ways because other people are let in.
It is questionable, isn't it?
Yes.
But at the end, all you got to do is express yourself.
Right, and what's
the name of the last track? Sorry for my little dad joke there. Yeah, this is track 8, the final single released from the record, and features Dr. Dre on vocals and sample, and is named after the Charles Wright song of the same name, and it also samples it very frequently as well. So, yeah, enjoy that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Oh, jinx. Do I have to punch you now if you speak? I don't want to do that.
No.
Violence is never the way.
It is not.
Alrighty. Well, I really enjoyed that.
No, ka kite. Thank you. See you next week.
Ka kite.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sass, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend, dope rhymes, but no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself. A lyricist,
record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality, overstand itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too. From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob, it's a macabre. But you know you need this, and the knowledge is going just like a fetus or a tumor. What is the rumor? Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like. It's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.